Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
Today could be Liz Cheney's final day as GOP conference chair. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has scheduled a vote tomorrow to relieve the Wyoming representative of her leadership position, saying, "Having heard from so many of you in recent days, it's clear we need to make a change." Cheney has drawn the ire of her fellow Republicans by voting to impeach former President Donald Trump and her continued assertions that the January 6th demonstrations at the Capitol are a direct result of Trump's speech to supporters that day. And just revealed over the weekend, apparently Cheney orchestrated unprecedented Republican sabotage with the Washington Post against Trump on January 3rd. Apparently, Cheney was the one who generated a hit piece on Trump in the Post written by 10 living former defense secretaries, including her father. McCarthy and other Republicans are supporting New York Representative Elise Stefanik to assume the position. One Republican supporter, Mitt Romney, has come out in support of Cheney, but Romney has been at odds with the Republican Party as well, having just been censured by the Utah Republican Party and roundly booed at a recent event. Denton Knapp has announced his candidacy to run in the Republican primary against Liz Cheney for Wyoming's seat in the House of Representatives. While Knapp has not had any previous political experience, he has served in the military for 30 years, graduating from West Point in 1987, serving in Afghanistan and Iraq in 2003, 2005, and 2012 before retiring in 2017. Since then, he's worked as director for the Tierney Center for Veteran Services, Goodwill Industries of Orange County, an organization that helps veterans with employment and health care. Knapp says if elected, he hopes to do what he can to assist Wyoming veterans and to protect the state's natural resources as the country shifts to more green energy. Knapp says he wants to get back the trust of the voters and that elected officials should follow the people that elected them when it comes to making decisions. He joins an already crowded field of seven candidates who are vying for Cheney's seat, with people like Anthony Bouchard and Chuck Gray already raising money for their primary challenge.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the only national retailer that carries Benjamin Moore paint. And when you buy a sample, we'll give you $5 off your next paint purchase. So if you want a new look for your home, look no further than Benjamin Moore paint at Ace.
Pal Ace Hardware has all the supplies and parts you need for your home improvement projects. Stop in today for painter's tape, drop cloths, brushes, and more. Pal Ace, downtown Pal.
Gallons of Benjamin Moore, Clark and Kensington, and Royal Paint. Limit one $5 coupon on 1 gallon purchase to participating Ace stores only. See store for additional details and exclusions.
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
The Natrona County Sheriff's Office says a Casper man kicked a sheriff's deputy while he was incarcerated. Jacob Scott Reeves is charged with a single count of interference. If convicted, he faces up to 10 years behind bars. According to an affidavit of probable cause filed in Natrona County District Court, Reeves was incarcerated at the Natrona County Jail on April 21st when he got into an argument with a detention deputy that turned physical. As he was being walked back to his cell, Reeves allegedly kicked the deputy in the knee. The affidavit states that the deputy was seen limping in security camera footage. Court documents state that the officer was injured badly enough that he felt it necessary to go to the emergency room. At the ER, the deputy learned that no bones were broken, but he may have torn a ligament. He also told investigators that he felt a clicking and popping sensation in his knee as he walked. Reeves has not had an opportunity to enter pleas to the charges. He will get that chance during an upcoming district court arraignment, which has not yet been scheduled. The Uinta County Sheriff's Office say vandals caused tens of thousands of dollars of damage to critical communications infrastructure. The damage occurred during the early evening hours of May 7th, and it left customers without 911 services, some for days. During the investigation, crews learned that the damage was intentional and more than one vehicle was involved. The Sheriff's Office has reached out to the public for any information on the perpetrators. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.